Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, where you guessed it, I talk about three good things. Our first story of the day today is actually going to be a fully creator edition of the podcast because we have three big news stories in the creator economy. Our first story of the day is actually a new media startup that will be spending millions of dollars making movies with non-traditional actors and actresses. It'll be making movies with YouTubers, TikTokers, and other digital creators that are not mainstream actors or did not come up through the traditional route of reading cards and going to auditions. Instead, they came up through making TikToks, doing skits, and owning a lot of their own digital content. Now, if you watched anything this past weekend, you probably saw the boxing match from Jake Paul and Ben Askren, and Ben Askren get knocked out in basically a really short amount of time. And you see a YouTuber in Jake Paul actually becoming a boxer. He's to now officially 3-0. So begs a question. Now, if you have a YouTuber who can take on the boxing arena, or to some, maybe not take on the sport, but at least play a small role in it. What other areas can YouTubers and TikTokers actually get their hands into? Well, there's a company now called Creator Plus, styled as a Creator Plus icon, and they've raised $12 million to produce long-form movies starring influencers, which is crazy when you think about it, because the startup was co-founded by Next10 Ventures' Ben Grubbs and investor Jonathan Shabroom, and it says it'll produce six feature films this year. The movies are set to air on a new streaming platform the company will be starting in 2022, and to watch a film, users will be paying per view rather than paying a monthly subscription fee for access. It's a transactional model that hasn't really been tested just yet, but is going to be starting to test going to be an interesting test to start, especially as Apple announced a new subscription service for Apple Podcasts just this last week. Now, Creator Plus isn't the only company scouting social media influencers for movies. There's been a lot of overlap between different types of creators on social media influencers for movies, Miramax and Netflix cast Addison Rae to star in the She's All That remake, and Mark Wahlberg's Unrealistic Ideas co-launched a content studio with TikTok star Josh Richards. There's also a couple other digital native startups like Brat, Amp Studios, and Superplastic. And it's also not the first one to launch a streaming platform for a creator specifically. Fullscreen Media launched a Netflix-style subscription service back in 2016. Didn't really see that much traction, and in a couple years it was shut down. But the difference with Creator Plus is that it's offering its films for rental rather than charging a monthly subscription. So we won't have the burden of supporting a subscription model to begin with. Now, if you watch the fight that was on hosted on Triller, Fight Club, which is the on-demand platform for boxing matches, Jake Paul made a shit ton of money from just being on the platform, and he also has an investment stake in Triller itself, which means that you have YouTubers, content creators actually making money off of co-owning a platform and thus being able to get dividends off of the subscription service. So some good news for creators who are digital content creators, whether you're a TikToker, a YouTuber, a gamer, etc., because now this company, Creator Plus, is trying to shell out more money to hopefully get them into mainstream movies and ideally introduce them to new audiences. Our second good thing of the day also comes in the creator space and specifically on Clubhouse, which ironically is where I kind of record these like live sessions of the podcast, and hopefully have some Q&A or conversations once the podcast is done recording. Our second good news of the day is that the audio app Clubhouse is not only valued at $4 billion after a recent round that they announced, but more importantly, there's been a marketplace for different startups and creator Clubhouse brands and companies that has been started. This company that is the newest one is called Club Market, a great name. It's a marketplace for Clubhouse creators and brands to find each other to collaborate on sponsorships. The company was founded by three entrepreneurs in Tel Aviv, Tomer Din, Peleg Aran, and Tal Hakman, and it launched in March, so just last month. They accepted a bunch of applications from Clubhouse creators, and since then they've received over 500 inquiries and worked with over 100 brands. They also have signed some clubs, specifically two specific partnerships, and a shout out to my friend Sohaib Imtaz, who goes by Digital Doctor here on Clubhouse. Not only did I randomly invite him to the app after being a huge fan of his newsletter, but he's actually shouted out in this article because Sohaib runs the biggest club on Clubhouse called Human Behavior, with over 460,000 followers and almost 25,000 members. Now, Dr. Sohaib Imtaz lives in the UK, and Club Market is one of the specific clubs or companies that this club has been signed to. So the main question becomes, Clubhouse being a digital audio platform by itself, what is the cut that a lot of people are going to get from the sponsorships of these rooms? And what does a sponsorship mean for an audio-only platform? It's not a video integration where you're on Zoom or on Hopin. It's a specifically audio-only platform where you maybe have a couple of room resets where you can potentially do ad reads. So what does that look like, and what are the stats that companies are actually getting? Well, Club Market is the company that is trying to target that space specifically. They're looking to be a digital marketplace software to be a fully developed team and coordinate the sponsorships between the club owners, the creators on Clubhouse, and brands. The way that Club Market themselves makes money is they'll give a certain amount of money to the sponsors themselves and then some to the creators. And then they take a 20% cut for brokering the deal between the two parties through their platform. Now, obviously, Club Market is based on the name Clubhouse, and Dean, one of the founders, says that it's a potential move to move beyond the platform as other players, Twitter, Reddit, Facebook, LinkedIn, and more, move into the social audio space. Club Market could easily move out of just partnering and brokering deals with Clubhouse creators and actually brokering them with people that create spaces on Twitter Spaces, or on whatever the new name of Facebook social audio place is, or even on Reddit Talk, specifically with moderators of subreddits. So great news for anyone who is a Clubhouse creator or is anyone that runs a big club on Clubhouse, because you're guaranteed some type of listenership, some type of audience, and with some type of audience comes brands, deals, and hopefully more money. Our third good thing of the day, still in the creator economy, is actually from a new startup called Pairpop. Pairpop just raised $16 million to fuel a social collab marketplace where the idea is essentially to take the social media capital and turn it into real dollars. The startup just raised a huge round, totaling about $16 million, to basically buy and sell social collaborations among different creators. The total includes a Series A finance led by Alexis Ohanian, 776, and Bessemer, as well as $6 million from Ashton Kutcher, Guy Osiri, and a few others like Atelier Ventures, led by Lee Jin and Chapter One. Pairpop has a slew of angel investors as well, some big names you may recognize like Kevin Hart, Kevin Durant, Gary Vaynerchuk, P. Diddy, and Snoop Dogg, along with some social media young star investors that are just getting into the VC space like Griffin Johnson and Josh Richards. Now, Pairpop debuted back in October of last year, mainly targeting TikTok creators who would buy and sell duets and comments for the use of the TikTok sound feature. The idea would be if you did a popular duet or you duetted someone's content, you could get paid for it depending on the audience and following that you have. If you have, for example, over 1 million followers on TikTok, then Pairpop would broker the deal and potentially you would get a cut of that money. For example, Lauren Gray, who has over, I think, 30 million followers on TikTok, charges about $500 for a song duet and $50 for a comment. Snoop Dogg asks $5,000 for a duet and $1,500 for him to use a sound from another TikTok creator in a specific post. And one of the most popular creators on the platform, Noah Beck, lists his duet prices at $10,000 and $20,000 for a sound collab. What exactly does that mean, and what's the payout, and why is the amount so high? Well, if you look at it from an audience perspective, if you think about the people that are on TikTok, if Noah Beck comments or uses a certain sound, it's going to get a huge amount of conversions, a huge amount of eyeballs, and you can essentially look at that as a media buy. Snoop Dogg being a mainstream celebrity, similar type of thing. If you duets a certain person's video, that will most likely get reshared tons and tons of times, saying Snoop's on my video, et cetera, et cetera. And same thing with someone like Lauren Gray, although she's a little bit lesser known in terms of the general following that she has in the world. The funny thing is that Pear Pop is actually founded by Mason. Mason is a formal model who is repped by Ford Models, and it's co-founded by Guy Osiri, as well as Spencer Markle. And the service itself, it sounds a lot like Cameo, but the idea is actually for up-and-coming creators to boost their profiles by pairing up with bigger personalities. So imagine if you have a certain TikTok that you've made, let's say about a certain dance or maybe just the news, and you paid Snoop Dogg to duet your content, that would boost your following by at least 1,000 followers, if not 10,000, potentially a million, because that would get shared outside of your normal channels and your normal audience. So in essence, you could pay the platform to get yourself randomly out there through a sponsored post, but this is a little bit much cooler and a little bit more authentic way to get your name out there and build a following. There's a couple of agencies that Pear Pop has adopted and in support of their clients, including Talent X, which is the management company behind most of the Sway Boys, Get Engaged, Next Step Talent, and Fuel Injector. Pear Pop itself is about 20 people, and they've worked remotely. They're probably going to get an office somewhere in LA just so that they're near a lot of the talent that they're partnering with. But the good news is that they raised $16 million from a slew of investors to broker these collaborations and build out this social collaboration marketplace. With that, that is the end of today's three good things. Thank you so much for taking 10, 11, 12 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast. The reason I do this podcast is because I've been told that I don't talk good. So this podcast is mainly for me to talk gooder. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, etc., wherever. My handle is @SharduLGo. That's S-H-A-R-D-U-L-G-O across all platforms. And if you have any feedback, send me a DM, and I'd love to hear from you. If you want to be a guest for a future episode, let me know, and we can get it scheduled. I try to keep the episodes under an hour, and mostly record them here on Clubhouse. With that, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Three Good Things, and as always, I'll see you tomorrow.